Hello, it's the post-match show from the Glenbrook. It's John Gibbon and Toaster. After Liverpool have drawn with Arsenal 2-2, I'm joined by Siobhan McGann, by Damien Cavada and Neil Dockin. And Neil, it's a season in a game, really. You know, Liverpool, the first 30 minutes or so, they make you want to go and take up fucking knitting or something. And then when you get going and when the crowd get going and when we all pull together, suddenly anything's possible. I feel like we should have won. I feel like we should have lost. I feel like I should pack it in. I feel like I want to go out forever. How do you feel?
It was a wild game, wasn't it? I mean, first half an hour, you saw everything that's been bad about us this season. All our flaws exposed, laid bare. We were second to everything. It looked like we couldn't put a tackle in, couldn't get near them. Their play was so incisive. I thought they were brilliant. I mean, we didn't put enough pressure on the ball. It was all too easy for them. But they looked like champions elect. They looked the real deal. And I was thinking, this is going to end up 3 or 4. And then it was the same as last year, with Arteta starting on Klopp. But this time round, it's Xhaka acting the fool. And for some reason, all their histrionics, all their play acting, all their time wasting, all their cry arsing, got Anfield livid. And then the team rose up. We started fighting for everything, started snapping into it. Then they didn't want to know. And then we were all over them. And you come out of it at the end thinking we probably should have won that. It's a mad game of footy. Obviously far from perfect, but Liverpool fought so hard that second half, and I really thought we were going to do it at the end. They're hanging on, clinging on, and in a weird way, a point's a good result for them. They get to go home happy, we get to go home saying we should have won that. Let's have a pint.
I thought we were going to do it at the end there, Siobhan. When there's a couple of moments, obviously there's the Salah one that he tips over, but when Nunes bangs it into Ibu, who by the way was unreal second half, can I say, just decided, this is a work and I'm just going to tackle everyone, and did, and he's trying to bundle it in, and oh, I thought he had it.